Well, period poverty is an issue that women don't often speak about, and they may not even be aware what it is. A Scottish campaign is tackling the problem. The Wire's Jessica Supple spoke to Orlyth Duffy, one of the founders of the On the Ball campaign.
Period poverty refers to the struggle to access sanitary products due to financial constraints and is an issue that affects women around the world.
I think for us, we all have been affected by period poverty in one point of our lives. Maybe not poverty, but we've been affected by being caught short or, you know, not having the correct change for a machine, for a tampon or a sanitary towel.
In March, three young women in Scotland, Orlyth Duffy, Erin Slaven and Michaela McKinley, noticed a lack of sanitary provisions at football stadiums and decided to petition their own club, Celtic, to provide free sanitary products for their fans.
Some places had no provisions at all, and other places the provisions, you know, the machines be low stocked or you would need correct change or there wouldn't be sanitary bins. So that kind of gave us a move to think, well, why not? Celtic's our club. It's built on the ethos of tackling poverty and, you know, changing inequality and bringing around social integration. So we thought that it would be a great place for us to start the campaign.
What's been the overall response so far? Have you found it mostly positive, or how have you dealt with the negative if there has been negative?
But there's been tons of negatives. As you can imagine, periods, and speaking about periods, it's a taboo subject and there is a stigma around it. So because it hadn't been something that's been brought into, you know, public consciousness, it's not like a sociable discussion. People don't generally speak about it in comfortable situations. You know, it's usually if you're saying, oh, I'm having a bad day, oh, what's wrong with you, nothing, I've got stomach cramps. You know, you can never just come out and say, oh, I'm on the period. It just isn't used in normal conversation. So I think a lot of the negativity came from people not really being aware that period poverty is an issue for a start and that there are people affected by this every single day.
Well, like you've said, periods are quite often a taboo subject and people, you know, do feel awkward and embarrassed talking about them. So I think one of the really great things about this campaign is that it has got people talking and it starts to normalise the topic. You must be really proud of On the Ball breaking down that barrier.
We are, definitely. I think going back to when the campaign and the petition was still in the works, people were writing to us and, you know, we were getting comments from both males and females about, you know, why are you talking about this? What does periods have to do with football? You know, can you not keep this to yourself? But once we started talking about it, we actually changed some people's minds, and to see the discussion going online between males and females, to see them talking about it and to see some of them saying, you know, it's something that happens to every female. It's something that's normal. It's something that if it wasn't for a period, people wouldn't be around. Do you know what I mean? It's, for some reason, there's a stigma around it and it needs to be broken down sooner rather than later.
Breaking down the stigma around periods is just half of the challenge. The campaign also aims to highlight the struggle that so many face in affording sanitary products.
It's unbelievable to think that in the 21st century these things are happening. There's 14% of girls have had to borrow period products from their friends because they haven't been able to afford them. And 49% of girls have admitted to missing school because they couldn't afford period products. People seem to think that periods work like clockwork, that we should know on what day of what month of what week at what time our periods will come. And they don't really understand it's a bodily function. It's not just something that's timed to happen whenever we want it to happen. So trying to put that across to people and to say, you know, this is something that can affect people at different times and it needs to be tackled, because period products are a hygienic need for females. You know, when you go to a public place, there's soap and there's toilet roll readily available at no cost. So our point was that period products should be in line with this and that they should also be readily available at no cost.
With football being such a male-dominated environment, the girls encountered some awkward conversations early on. Not to be deterred, the campaign is now making great strides, with close to 30 stadiums across the UK signed up.
I think for us, being three young girls going in a meeting with two guys, you know, there's that initial awkwardness of beginning to talk about periods. But I think we've done our research beforehand and we knew that this was something that we're passionate about, and that if we couldn't break the stigma and talk about it and we were the ones driving the campaign, how could we expect other people to do it? It's something that obviously as a football club they'd never been met with before. They'd never been met with any of these issues or heard any of the statistics. So as soon as they got that information, they actually couldn't believe that it was an issue. So I think we've done exactly what we're aiming to do. We made it a normal thing to be talked about. By the end of it, we were all laughing together and speaking about periods as if it was just a normal conversation, the way it should be.
Has there been a moment so far that you have felt the proudest of, or a pinch yourself kind of moment?
I think for us, going back to the beginning again, you know, we're always proud to be Celtic supporters, and to have Celtic agree to it, and they released a statement agreeing to provide the pantry products, our names were all included in it. So it's going to be in Celtic history forever. And that's something, I think, speaking for the three of us, is something that I'll never forget, and it's something that I'll be talking to my grandkids about in years to come. You know, this is something that we find bizarre. We're so, so grateful. But as I say, it is overwhelming at times, and we do have to sit back and think, you know, we have done this. We are the three girls that have started this campaign. We've started this fan-led grassroots campaign, and now people are talking about us all over the world.